It's the end of the first full week of the special session in Olympia, an overtime that was called when majority House Democrats and the Republican Senate reached the end of their 60-day regular session without agreement on a mid-course adjustment to the bipartisan two-year spending plan that was okayed last year. By all reports, they're only a couple of $100 million apart on actual spending, a figure that translates to barely half a penny for every dollar in that current budget. With a difference that small, it's apparent that values and priorities, not just dollars and cents, are at the heart of the impasse. House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan is a key participant in ongoing budget talks, and we caught up with him on Friday between negotiating sessions.
This is a supplemental budget, but it's the budget that'll move our state forward for the next year. And, you know, it impacts those that are suffering from mental illness. It affects our education system, you know, homeless people across this state. These are all critical areas. We've made some progress. I think there's hope that we can get things wrapped up fairly quickly in the next week. Before Easter would be a great time to get that budget done. There's no reason why we can't sit down at the negotiating table and get an agreement, knowing that both sides are going to have to compromise. But again, you know, the focus is on making sure that the work that we do and the impacts it has on our communities, that is done in a way that moves our state forward and not backwards.
Sullivan, a Democrat from Covington, said he and his fellow House negotiators will remain at the Capitol over the weekend, prepared to continue negotiations if Senate leaders are willing to talk. Once the two chambers agree, lawmakers could vote on the budget, send it to Governor Inslee, and adjourn, all within a couple of days' time. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.